Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, the new movie Patriots Day hits theaters this week. It's the story of the Boston Marathon bombing and how the city of Boston responded to the terrorist attack. It stars Mark Wahlberg, John Goodman, J.K. Simmons, and several others, and it's directed by Peter Berg. Berg is no stranger to the big screen. He's directed films like Lone Survivor, Deepwater Horizon, Friday Night Lights, which he developed into one of the best television shows of all time. Peter Berg is not just a director. He's an actor, he's a writer, and producer. And he joins us on the line now. Mr. Berg, thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for saying such nice things about Friday Night Lights. I really appreciate that.
There you go.
Thank you.
What drew you to this project? What drew you to Patriots Day?
I mean, I think it's unfortunately becoming a new reality of the world that we live in, that these acts of terror are no longer shocking, and they're happening with more and more frequency. And I wanted to do a film that really explored how we can react as a community to these acts of terror. Mm-hmm. And in the case of Boston, it was an extraordinary example of, you know, the very best of us and the way that city came together, whether it was a 22-year-old Chinese American who was carjacked by the Czarnaev brothers and escaped and prevented another attack in Boston, or the cops of Boston, or just the hospital workers and the firefighters. It was a great look at a city coming together, very uplifting.
When you choose a project like this and a topic like this that was such a big news story in recent times, what are the challenges of telling that story on film? I mean, obviously, people come out and say, that's not how it was, or, you know, there were more people here and this. I mean, what are some of the challenges you have to go through as a director to tell this story for the screen?
It's what you just, you know, hit upon it. It's, you know, going into a community where they're only 3 years out from at the time we were filming. The bombing had occurred 3 years ago, so the feelings were very raw and emotions were fresh and raw also, and we had to go and introduce ourselves. Unfortunately, Mark Wahlberg is very respected in Boston, and we had to go and get people who were not necessarily, you know, clamoring for a film to be made, mm-hmm. to support it, and then to feel as though we had understood what they went through and captured that very authentically and accurately was, you know, a challenge, and that required a lot of meetings and dinners and lunches and long talks with the members of that community.
You've had, in your career, at least in your directorial career, you've really taken on projects that were based on real life, things that happened, whether it be Deepwater Horizon, Lone Survivor. Talk about what it is about the stories that are both in truth and then told again in film that attract you to it.
Well, I think, you know, one of the challenges of just being an informed member of society today is the speed that the news cycle moves. You know, it's very hard to get past the headlines today because we're bombarded with so much news, and it moves so quickly. You know, something that a movie can do is take someone deeper into an experience. So, you know, obviously everyone knows that the Boston Marathon bombing occurred, but so many people have come up to me since screening the film and said, well, I had no idea about this and this and this, these aspects of it. You know, these are very complex, rich stories, events that if you spend a bit more time with, like a film can, you can really kind of dig in and capture more facets of the experience. And I think that it's important that we not just look at the headlines, that we really take a look and give ourselves the opportunity to form opinions and thoughts and let emotions develop when we're dealing with, you know, tragedies like the marathon bombing.
My guest tonight, Peter Berg, he's the director of Patriots Day, which hits theaters this week. I'm interested, you said this a little bit earlier about the idea of rallying around community, and this has really been a theme throughout your career in the movies that you do, whether I mentioned the movie Lone Survivor, that's and even Friday Night Lights to a point. I mean, there really is this kind of storytelling around a character that brings people together, that unites all the characters in the movie. Is that what you're going for? Is that a part of your filmmaking and how you approach the craft?
I think so. I mean, I've always played sports. I've always been a believer in team and in community and in the strength of team versus, you know, strictly individual performance. I always joke that my college had a bunch of anthropology courses, and I used to take all these social anthro courses, and we would do things like sit in a bus stop for 3 weeks and observe human behavior at a bus stop and have to write it all down and study. And you think, well, a bus stop, there's not much that goes on there, but after you spend 3 weeks, you start realizing there's all kinds
of
unwritten rules of social, you know, behavior. And that always got me interested in kind of the group dynamic. And, you know, I like to I'm an optimist, and I believe in the very best versions of ourselves, and I think that generally we aspire for that. And you know, these are the kinds of stories that I'm drawn to, and I also like action, so there's usually something blowing up or somebody hitting somebody with something at some point in one of my movies, but that's just because I've always been a big fan of action.
Well, you've had such a prolific career, not just directing movies, like I mentioned, Friday Night Lights, directing the film and then developing it for television. You've been an executive producer on a lot of stuff, including Ballers and HBO. What do you like most? As a director, I mean, you're behind the camera. You've also been an actor. Is there one form that you like more than others when you're picking out a project?
Process, you know, because there's something really interesting about looking for a movie idea to make, where you kind of, you know, stick your nose in different places and meet people and kind of see what really hits you or touches your soul. And I like that part. And then the writing of it is, you know, the next part of the evolution, and that you kind of just get to sit and let your imagination run wild. And I love that. And then the actual making of the film is kind of like you're kind of running a small company for a year or so, and that's a whole different experience. And I think if I was doing just one, I'd probably get bored or maybe grow tired of it. But the fact that I get to keep, you know, I feel very fortunate that I get to keep kind of going through that cycle. And that cycle is very inspiring to me.
Is there one part of the process of filmmaking or presenting stories on television, film, other places that you don't like? Are you averse to the editing room? Is there one thing that you don't like?
Well, I'll give you a hint. We're doing it right now. I mean, it's what we do is hopefully a personal and a fairly legitimate and serious experience. And you know, sometimes when you're trying to do press, and this goes right back to that news cycle thing, to kind of slam it into sound bites and try and sell it like that, I have so much respect for what you guys do, but it's sometimes I wish it was there was a different way of communicating, but it is what it is.
I can only imagine. Peter Berg is the director of Patriots Day, which is out in theaters. Thanks so much for taking some time out to talk to us tonight. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Take care.